The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello and welcome. Yesterday, I opened the meditation with the idea of entering into a kind of a panoramic awareness of the body. Mindfulness of the body is really key, and to be able to feel and sense more of our body is one of the purposes of mindfulness practice. Because so much of our world is processed, experienced, understood through the body. And the more we can be embodied with our senses and feelings and sensations, the wiser we can be, the freer we can be. And this works really well with emotions. That if there's a goal around emotions in doing mindfulness meditation, is to have no resistance to them, to neither pick them up or be pushed around by them, neither accept them nor reject them. Many times mindfulness is taught with the idea that we're accepting things, but it's something more radical and more in the very middle of all things, neither accepting nor rejecting, but just allowing all things, allowing our emotions to move freely within us, giving freedom to our emotional life. But the art of it is to do so very clearly, seeing the distinction between picking them up, fueling them, pushing them along, identifying with them, believing in them, acting based on them, kind of an automatic pilot, kind of being pushed around. There's a very different, kind of radical way of being with emotions, which is to radically get out of their way and to be free in relationship to them. The awareness is free. And the awareness is like creating wide open space that allows the emotions to be there. It has permission to be there so it can be known, so it can be felt, so it can move on. The motion that is emotion can continue on its way. All emotions are processes that are moving through us unless we freeze them, unless we hold on to them, unless we are fueling them on, feeding them on. So to begin today with assuming a meditation posture that allows you to be a little bit more connected to your whole body. So I call it sometimes an intentional posture. Not that it's intended from the thinking mind, but the whole body, the posture of intentional attention, a posture of being alert. Not alert with fear, but alert with love, alert with peace. An alert posture that is balanced with relaxation. to gently close your eyes and feel the way that there's an alertness in the body. Where is the body most alive with sensations, with receptivity, with alertness? Taking a few deeper breaths, fuller breaths, maybe as a way of awakening a greater sensitivity to the body. As you breathe in, the torso expands. As you breathe out, the torso relaxes. And going along with that relaxation, softening the torso. A deep breath in expands, opens, stretches the places which are tense and tight. And the exhale allows it all to relax. Letting the breathing return to normal. And in this more subtle way of feeling the body expand and contract, continue this movement of expanding and relaxing. Relaxing in the shoulders, on the exhale relaxing the arms and hands, maybe adjusting them slightly. Over three or four breaths, softening, relaxing down through the torso. Relaxing down through the legs, the thighs, the calves. Relaxing the muscles of the face. relaxing the muscles of your scalp. As you breathe in, feeling the sensations of your thinking mind, the sensations in your body associated with thinking. Maybe it's an activated energy, agitation, tightness or pressure, a pushing, a pulling. As you exhale, soften, open, settle the thinking mind. And then whatever way it's easiest or obvious for you, on the inhale, feel your body quite broadly, kind of a broad panoramic awareness of your body. A panoramic awareness that doesn't react or hold on to anything. Almost like you're creating a wide space, a room for whatever is in your body to exist peacefully in the space of awareness. And within that space, at the center of it all, settling into your breathing. And as you exhale, relax, soften the awareness, the mindfulness of breathing. Almost as if, as you soften and relax the awareness expands all around how the body experiences breathing. Seeing if you can find the simplest way of feeling, sensing the body breathing. The simplest way that you can gently know the body breathing, where the sensing and the knowing leaves the breathing alone. No agenda, no judgments. No need for it to be different or for it to stay the same. Neither accepting or rejecting the body breathing, simply allowing it to breathe freely, as you exhale, softening any tension in the thinking mind, in the mindful mind, without accepting or rejecting, without moving the mind or attention, contracting, without searching, just allowing, become aware in the simplest way you know how you're feeling, what's the emotional state, the mood, the state of mind that's present for you. Maybe with the help of breathing in the middle of it all, let there be a broad allowing state where how you're feeling is allowed to just be there. without resistance, without being defined by it, without conclusions about it. Maybe breathing with how you're feeling, breathing through it, where breathing supports you to be very simple, simply present with how you're feeling. And if there is any desire in relationship to how you're feeling, separate the desire from how you're feeling and leave the desire alone so that you can give freedom to your how you're feeling. Not to act on it, that would be desire. Just to let it flow and move and unfold without your interference, without you feeding it with thoughts and stories. How simple can you be in the middle of how you're feeling, breathing peacefully? And as we come to the end of the sitting, Can you distinguish how you're feeling, what your experience of the present moment is, from any desires you have connected to that? Of course, a desire is part of the present moment, but it's its own thing. And it's possible to leave desires alone in a way to give them their freedom, where we don't believe them, act on them, we don't feed them. It's almost like we let them be, as if they're sitting in a chair next to us. And we can just leave it alone. Desires are not who we are. And then to gently take a few longer, deeper breaths, fuller breaths, expanding the torso, as if you're freeing all things within you, so they can expand and radiate outwards away, relaxing as you exhale. And from deep within, maybe from the place inhales begin, to have and find there a wish, an aspiration for the welfare and happiness of anyone and everyone you meet, who you encounter, who you learn about or think about. And that from some deep source within, there is care, kindness, love, that is carried on the inhale out into the world. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free. Thank you.